love, and peace, which are our ultimate faith or essence of our soul. But as you see in these events, before you go and get water, you have to break the stones which have become obstacles, and you don't get because of the stone, the spilling back. And when you break the stone, then you see the fountain of spilling back. In the same way, we have so many obstacles in our life. And the obstacles are not outside. We are our obstacles. But we are trained and taught from childhood. Think of others. Don't think of self. Don't be selfish. So we think to think of self is selfish. So always we are living outside, which is called periphery. And hardly we meet and be the center of all the variables. Our whole life is spent on outside variables. So we are not able to see that obstacles are within us. Because of this wrong training, whenever we are unhappy, we are down, we are angry, frustrated, depressed or depressed, we use our intelligence and the wrong reason to find out somebody by which we can blame her or him. And in this way, our intelligence, our logic, our reason are used to find out somebody and blame that person and remain oneself untouched. So we have read so many books, we have gone to so many analysts, we have read about so many masters, and we have attended so many sermons and religious teachings. But there is no feeling. For so many years, but we are not happy. And always we read that happiness is the essence of our spirit. So why do we not experience that essence? Because we are always out to blame somebody. There was one lady who was about to go out and lock the door. It was semi-darkness, and she dropped her ring. It was darkness, so she went out and she was searching under the street lamp. Some passerby asked her, "Yes, what are you searching for?" "I have lost my ring." So he was a good man. He said, "Let me help you. You are old, so I will help." So he was over helping. Then he asked her, "Tell me, where did you exactly lose your ring? Where did you drop it?" "Okay. You want exactly?" "Yes. I dropped near my door." "But very semi darkness. There is not enough light. And I read somewhere, search where there is light. So I am using that aphorism. Search where there is light. So here I saw there is light, so I am here to search." That man told her that where you find, let me go now. Because you have used the aphorism, but in a wrong place. thoughts where you find life, but it is not life. Create the life where you are not looking. You cannot search under the light where you have not lost it. So what happens? Our problem is inside. Our anger is inside. Our depression is inside. Our wrong thinking is inside. We are living outside. So to find answer for our depression, sadness, resentment and anger, we are going out to fight. And this is called illogic. Wrong reason. Like the lady who was searching her ring under the street lamp. We are getting or trying to get answers from outside. And our mind is such. It can mar or it can make. And here our mind is marring us, it is destroying us, finding somebody where we don't have an access. We go on winning all of our life, but that person we are not able to change because he is outside. What power or command we have is on us. So one man, one day came and he told me that I am living with my wife for 20 years. I am trying to change her. I am reading good books. I am trying to change her. But for 20 years, I made all efforts, but I could not change her. Then I told him that you have taken 20 years to change her. Now it takes 1 year to change yourself. And see the result. If that person cannot change, you can change because it is in your hand to change yourself. And it is your mind. You have the power to command it. And if you say that I don't have power on my mind, then you can't say it is my mind. So here, meditation is a direction. Direction means to concentrate where your wish, joy, health and all the hidden things are hidden. You go there instead of going out. So this process gradually and slowly brings us to ourselves. Meditation is not a psychic power, you go out. The whole universe you see in you, because you are nothing but microcosm of the macrocosm. The vast universe, what you see, is all the ingredients and qualities are in you. Seeing you, you will be able to see the whole universe. And that Buddha did for 7 years. Mahavira did for 12.5 years. Jesus disappeared for 12 years. And you don't find where he was for 12 years. Moses went to the mountain and 2 days there he meditated, he fasted and purified and he found the light. All the great people in the history you will see, they took special time to go to themselves. And when they reached themselves, they found that what they were seeking outside, it was already there. Already there. But we were not believing in it, or we did not accept it. So meditation helps you to calm down yourself, calm down your metabolism, your mind and your breath. These three things if you have command over your body. Command over your mind and command over yourself. You can perform very well. Because that you are bringing new life, it is nothing but pure oxygen. When it goes in the rhythm, it sprays in all our levels of energy, what we call seven centers. But there must be rhythm. And to spray this breath in all the centers, your heart must be clean and pure. Just now, I have come a little late because our popping machine was not functioning. The kids popping machine. So two boys came and they thought there was something wrong. So before they took the machine, they tried to feel it. And after feeling, they examined and it was working perfectly. So when they finished this work and then they made four copies, I saw that even the machine needs cleaning. This machine, which is a matter, if you have dust or some kind of corrosion on it, it does not function. It is functioning. How is our consciousness? Is it clean? Is it pure? Or we are making mess of it? How much dust? How much impurity? Every day we go on dumping on our consciousness. We are not aware. In our communication with the people, in our dealing with the world, we are not pure, we are not clean, we are not direct. We are using our brain and our intelligence to hide ourselves rather than to reveal ourselves. And the intelligent people have the special tactic to hide even their expression. They become so dramatic and actor. You watch, you try to find out, pick out something from them. No? They are so expert and skillful. You don't see any change even in their eyes. On their lips, on their face, they know how to manipulate emotions. So our energy and our intelligence we have used to hide ourselves. And the language when we use, we are not using to express the purity and relation and consciousness and what we are. Unless we express what we are not going to convince others because we have not convinced our own self. And you will watch when people believe in you and you watch your thing or your consciousness, you know that they don't know you. Because you are so expert to make them believe in you what you are not. So already consciousness knows that you are holy. And these people tell you that they know you, but you don't allow yourself to be known to them. And when one can't know that one is holy, how can one enjoy the life and how can that consciousness connect with the Godhood and believe it? But the society, we blame the society, we blame the environment and conditions. and we always continue what we are doing and what we are doing. Only through meditation, if we honestly work, sit, and watch our breath, watch our body, watch our emotions, and watch our thoughts, and how the thoughts are taking various colors. And you read colors of your thoughts. You see the colors of your thoughts. When you are angry, the thoughts are red, like blood. When a person is deceitful, the thoughts are dark. So there are various colors of thoughts. The consciousness becomes so subtle. In that subtleness, in the sensitivity, we are able to see the color of our own thoughts. And the rhythm also of our breath. And we change our thoughts, and changing our thoughts, we change the color. The Greek philosopher wrote beautifully that it is not the thing and the event and the fact which affect our life, but it is how we view of them, how we take them in us, and according to our viewpoint, the fact and the event influence our thinking. The same thing, if you are aware and clear and positive, the same thing can become helpful and clear and a stepping stone to go further. But if we are not aware and clear, each thing becomes a hurdle. And in each thing, we become angry, we become upset, we become depressed, we feel frustrated, and there is no way. So we think we are stuck. So we have to change. It is a beautiful span of life. And putting all the energy and all the things into our growth, for our growth, we have to change. And when we change, there happens miracle. The things which you did not expect, they come. The people whom you did not reason, they come to you and start helping you. And the events take place in your life which you never imagined. Because the universe is like a computer. Whatever you feed to it, sooner or later it comes to the surface. The seed you sow is going to grow. If you sow purity, how can you reap impurity? If you have clarity in your thinking, then pronunciation is impurity. So meditation helps to see things. First, you see your body. So last time we talked, but before you start meditation, you see that how you are feeling, and you use your mind to observe yourself. And we don't know how to use our mind. We don't know how to harness the energy of our mind. And we don't know how to use our mind. Yoga means yoke. Yoke your mind. And some people learn this art and they reach the success. Napoleon, in some way, not always, but in some way, he knew how to harness the energy of mind. It was summer, and they were crossing Alps, and it was very hot day. And then all the army people started taking their armor one after another. It was pretty fast. And Napoleon saw that they are now turning as though they are on the beach. The army takes their armor and everything, and what will happen? All of a sudden the enemy attack, what will happen? And they know way to command all, because all were suffering from the heat. That it was fact. Sometimes command does not work. Example works. So he came forward. He put on all the armor and he ordered his mind that I will kill full being. Pure metabolism. My feedback now shows you how can you increase and decrease the temperature of your body. And you can go to various levels of your consciousness. My feedback is a great help if you know how to use this biofeedback process. And the same day, if we sit and we start working, so we are able to do it. So here Napoleon commands with his mind. And with all the armor, there was not a drop of perspiration on his forehead. So when he had all the armor, everything, the army gone. We can order our mind and harness the energy of our mind. But we are very relaxed with our own mind. If it is depressed, we allow it to be depressed. If it is angry, we allow it to be angry. And we go on building emotions of anger. It is tough because you are generating anger in me, hurting me, and destroying myself. Love, appetite and peace. And if we can stop our anger in that moment and think positive, we can change the thing. So now first you when we go into start meditation, you watch how you look. So you use your mind and harness it, say, see how do I look? In that imagination, you look like Buddha, Mahavira, or any deity whom you love, and peacefulness, and calmness, and love, and you see your very smile in your eyes, there is peace on your lips, there is serenity on your face, and all your neurons are lit with a beautiful light. And you go on observing all the parts of your body. And then you go on dropping all your tension. The tension which is in your neck, or in your arms, or in your fingers, in your chest, stomach, which are creating illness. Illness means restriction of energy. Health means flow of energy. Whenever you restrict the energy, there is disease. This is, you are not at ease. When you are at ease, you are in health. So the first step in meditation is to allow each part of your body free of tension and feel the flow of energy. You are in love with your body. And what pleasure you get in love, you get hundred and more when you are healthy and when you are in the flow with your own energy. I told you, we are not praying to be with ourselves. We are praying to get pleasure from outside. That is why we are seeking that pleasure. But if we train our mind and get that energy and peace and relaxation for ourselves, it is a very beautiful moment. And then energy moves from toe to head, and some head to toe, a floor. You see, each part of the body is so relaxed, the shooting cells of the energy or the vibration are on your all the limbs of the body. So, before you start meditation, you have to see yourself in a very, very pleasant disposition. You go so far to you admire yourself, and you admire the actresses, and you admire actors, and others. Why do you not admire yourself? For the long time. Now I tell you, I see many actors, or I know, in India. People keep their photos, but they tear away their own photos. I ask, what is wrong with you? I don't look good. So I ask them, who is good in your eyes? So that person mentions some another actress is there. And when I ask that actress, who is very fair and beautiful in your image, then that person gives another thing. I saw. They admire everybody else except themselves. And their pictures are kept by many people in their pocket and pocket. Our wrong thinking, it is very, very important to change our thinking and be rational and observer and have correct thinking. Precise thinking is the best answer for all our problems. So when you see yourself with this meditation and in that relaxed mood, you see you are in a pleasant disposition. Now the second thing, you go to your breath and watch how your breath is moving up and down, whether it is a shallow breath or deep breath. Many people suffer from all kinds of disease, asthma, cough, and other things, because the breath is not going deep. Deep breathing is an answer. Even in the plane, when there is a lot of turmoil, they tell us, deep breathing. And in natural childbirth, they teach how to take deep breath and have the delivery without pain. That is miracle. We don't know what is the power of that. We have this sun and moon energy, Pila and Pingala. Pila means the sun energy, and Pila means the moon energy. We have one cooling energy and one warm energy. These two energies are interplaying in our body. And working with energy, we can change. When you are angry, you start taking the breath from the moon, from the left. And when you are very cold and you don't have any energy to do, you take energy from the breath from the right, finger up, and you will become happy. You are changing the cycle of the energy through the observation and inhalation of the breath. So, to start with, counting one, you inhale. Counting two, you exhale. Counting three, inhale. Counting four, exhale. So, this way you are building a kind of rhythm that which we call matra. Matra means the rhythm. When you have done in the beginning, then you use the mantra. 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 M-A-N. Mantra. P-R-A-N-T-R-A. Mantra. That word or the energy which brings manhood, humanhood, or that word which controls the vibrations of our mind. It has two meanings. So he used the word soul. So what is soul? Soul means that. And aham means this. So, our purpose is a connection between that and this. The finite and infinite. The microcosm and macrocosm. The connection of both. Two polarities. The sky and the earth. Two poles. East and west. The opposite attraction. The attraction of the opposite. And they come together. And that is a dynamic as well as magnetic. So soul is the dynamic energy. A dynamic energy where the consciousness is expressed, this is experienced, and immortality is felt. That is called dynamic. That is called soul, that. And aham means this, which is striving to reach that quality, but it is on the way, it is moving towards. And that's why we have always our eyes upward. You will see all the animals have their face downward, but the human have the upper face. We always look towards the sky. Our head is up. Our connection is upward. Ascending motion. So soul means that. And aham. So aham means this. This and that. To connect is the purpose of meditation. When two wires meet together, then electricity. When this and that, when they come together, there is life, there is love, there is peace. In Greek, they call it enthusiasm. Enthios. Yeah, for this is God. Theos is God. In Theos, God is in you. And when you are enthusiastic, you are able to accomplish everything. So you feel, as in the feeling, you, the emotional connection. It is not only just deciding soham, soham, soham. That is not going to work. It becomes like a parrot. You are allowing soul with inhale, and aham with exhale, and when you inhale, the soul slowly, slowly, you are taking that in, and you are taking aham out to go up. So you are bringing that energy down, and you are lifting that energy up. So it's a midway connection. But there are two things. Soul means the dynamic energy. And aham means magnetic energy. So the connection of the two energies, dynamic and magnetic, two energies. And when these two energies meet, there is nothing in the world which you cannot accomplish. Those people who became a messenger for eternity and who are called a master were they who brought two energies together. And through their eyes, they could see. The other day somebody was asking me a question. But somebody comes with a knife or a gun and tries to threaten you or kill you. What will you do? You believe in non-violence. You believe in loving compassion. But somebody comes with a gun, what do you do? That was the question. I told that I don't know what I would do, but I give you one example. in 1973 or 72, I was in Medicine Avenue in Elizabeth apartment. So I used to go to the Central Park and sit under the tree and read books. One evening I was late, and one guy came with a knife. He had some knife in his breast, and the knife came out. And I did not know that somebody would come like this, because in India nobody came. Even the thief comes and they tell you. And here he was, the knife. I was amazed. And I did not have any words. I was looking in his eyes, and he was looking in my eyes, and he was holding knife. What was what only I had or what? Nothing. And my glasses and books, there was nothing else. Few minutes exchange of the glances. I was like a statue, he was like a statue. What happened to him, I don't know. He thought I was crazy or something, or I am going to hit him or shake his throat. So he turned his head and went away. Then I realized that he came to mug me and take something, but this was an example I gave you. What I will do when a gunman comes, I don't know. But what I did, this is an example. And this man went away without hurting me, without speaking a single word. What happened to his consciousness, or his mind, or his fear, or what he saw in me, I don't know. Because he was frightened. There was nothing but direct connection of life, no fear, no any answer, no running. This example I will give you, just to know that there is something in us. When we are pure, we are sure. When we have a pure love or ahimsa, the power is what we call beyond our imagination. And Gandhi used this power against British Empire, where Sun would not set. His empire was so big. So Gandhi, with conviction of non-violence, I said to friends, you must have complete conviction in that. If violence is 100%, you must have 101% non-violence. If you are 90% non-violence, it does not work. The violence is going to win you. Because 1% is missing. In order to meet 100% violence, you must have 101% non-violence. Then sure, you are able to extinguish the fire of violence. So here, the energy when we focus, the magnetic and dynamic energy they meet in you, you become heart, you become consciousness. Whatever you speak, the word becomes the truth. The touch becomes healing. Your eye becomes a message. And your presence creates a vibration. And that's why this inner world of meditation, if we have not tapped, if we have not used the power, and we have to use as our masters have used. And so to do it, we use so far. So when you are doing meditation with soham, you feel that the breath is slowly going to the bottom of your vertebrae. or first you feel in your navel, and it is going slowly down and down. And when you exhale, you start falling. But not articulate. In articulated vibrations are going so fast, so fast, so fast. And as you meditate, you watch. Whether you are becoming calm or not, your feelings are changing or not. That is the criteria. When you meditate and you don't feel calmness, and still you are jittery, still there is anger, you know it has not plugged its circuit. When you plug something, likely there must be light. When you plug to the meditation, there must be peace. There must be calmness. There must be feeling of love. You go to yourself so deep, that time you are able to forgive everybody. So much love engulfs you. And when you are engulfed with love, there is nothing in the world which you cannot forgive. And then your love has the power. You love. If you love, you can calm down cobras. And then we did it to experiment how much he had love. And in when he was in Varda, when he had the ashram, and one day a man came with a cobra, gurdler. There are people who train the cobra. So he came with the cobra in a basket. And Gandhiji asked this man to take out the top of the basket so he could cut the cobra. And that man said, I don't want to take that case. He said, I want to make an experiment. You want to make an experiment, but something happens, the people will come and beat me. Now, so I don't want. Gandhi said, I take this. He said, you take this, but I don't want to take this on you. He said, I will watch. You try to come closer to the cobra. And when it tries to hit you or beat you, I will see that I will capture it. So all of you. So he took out the top of the basket, he allowed the cobra to move. And cobra was and he went closer to them, feeling that there is life in you. Life in me. We all want to live. I don't want to hurt you. You feel it. And with that feeling, there is an exchange of energy. When you talk to somebody with a loving eye, even to a child, and look into the eyes of the child knows that you are mother, you are friend, you are enemy, or you are hurting. It reads in your eyes. Eyes are the windows of our consciousness. What we see inside, the feeling comes to the surface in our eyes. So Gandhi was feeling the love for his cobra. And he went closer and cobra did not hit his foot or die. And Gandhi said, that man was surprised. He said, really, you are a miraculous man. You perform miracles. Gandhi said, no, don't call me a man of miracles. I don't perform miracles. Love is miracle. There is no greater miracle than love. And what I see is love. And what answer you see is the answer of love, not of me. So here when you are with so far and you connect with this thought loving energy and you see the light from soul, love from soul, joy from soul, and
the eternity of the soul, and you become one with it. When the drop merges into the ocean, it does not remain as a drop, it becomes ocean. When you merge with the soul, with the highest self consciousness, that you are no more a small self, you become a larger self, part of the big self. And this connection becomes so in tune, and for a while you are no more you. You don't think of yourself. That is merging of mind. You might have noticed. And comes and says, take this $500 bill because I don't have anything, but I want to give you this $500. But they are all $1 bills. I said, please count. And if you count 1, 2, 3, $500 bill you are counting, that time you will not think of yourself. You will not think of your fatigue. You will not think of your drowsiness. You will not think of anything. You will not think of you are tired. Though you are tired, you are exhausted, you are sleepy, but when somebody offers you $500 gift, that is only $1 gift, nothing. How we are in tune with the dollar, so when we count, we regret ourselves. So all the fatigue, all the tiredness disappears. Why not the same thing happens in meditation? When we are with God, or what we are with the divinity, or when we are praying, or whatsoever we are doing. That time, why we feel fatigued, why we feel tired, we feel exhausted, sleepy, because we have not experienced the value of the divinity as we have experienced the value of a piece of knowledge. We are exact in counting, we never miss a single dollar. But there we go on to sleep, or we go to sleep, or we forget, because our attention is not so much. So here, when you are really playing with the breath, and we in tune with the breath, with the breath, with the help of the breath, you are reaching soul. So it becomes your ladder. You are climbing on the ladder of your breath to the highest, because the breath is the only one thing which is permeating in the whole universe. So sometimes, when I breathe, I feel that this is the breath which was used and inhaled by Mahavira, Buddha, Krishna, Rama, Yashoda, Christ, Moses, all these great people have used this breath. They have gone, but they have not taken away the breath with them. The breath is in the universe. The same breath you are breathing, which was breathed by them. And while you are breathing this breath, you are connecting with all the great souls, and you become one with them. It is the same breath. It is permeating in the universe. So when we are breathing, that time we are connecting to the universal energy, the whole and all the masters. So you don't that and think that I belong to this religion, or I belong to that religion, or this is my God, this is your God. No, all these religions disappear, and you feel the universal breath, which is breathed by all the masters. You are breathing the same breath, and you are connecting with all these masters. So here, soul comes, when you go on doing, three things will happen. One thing happens, after a long meditation, some kind of premonition you feel. You will see before things will happen. Before the letter comes, you think that somebody must have the letter. And you open the mailbox, and the letter is there. A other thing, the telepathy becomes very keen. When I was observing a monsoon in a small village, one old mother used to look after me. As she would wait in the morning for me, I would go for alms to collect my breakfast. One day I went, and she was little down. I asked, "Mother, why are you down?" And she told me that I feel something, burning sensation in my heart. I feel that something is wrong with my son, who was studying in Ahmedabad. I said, "How do you know it?" "I don't know, but I feel something. My heart tells me. There is some burning sensation." I said, "No, you have all positive thinking. Don't think negatively. And recite mantras and all will be there." Then 1 o'clock, the telegram came from Ahmedabad to this village that her son met in an accident and broke his leg and he was admitted in the hospital. And this lady came to me and told me this. In the morning I told you that something wrong has happened with my son. I knew without any telegram, without any letter or any kind of telephone, because in the village there is no telephone connection, inner connection. When your breathing system is pure and when you are tuned with soham, that universal breath is so much, so it works like a telephone or telegram. They are nothing but electrical vibration. Here it is nothing but telepathic thought vibration. And thought vibration, telepathic vibrations are more powerful and dynamic than the vibrations of the electrical machine. So another thing what happens, after premonition, the third thing what happens is what you call telepathy. The telepathy becomes very, very keen. And after the telepathy, what you experience is the third thing, the healing energy. The healing energy you start experiencing in your consciousness. When you have the energy, you can heal yourself. So you become your healer. Whenever you have any pain, you meditate, take the breath, and direct the breath to that part of the body and go on touching with a peaceful vibration and go on healing, and you will see that it is healing. The touch of your hand becomes the touch of the healing. So meditation has been healing. One, it creates the feeling of premonition, so you are able to see what is going to happen or what happens if there is a glimpse. The second thing what happens, your telepathy becomes very keen, and because of the keenness you are able to know what is happening. And the third thing, your healing energy is unfolded. So when you go to the healer and get healing from somebody, that is also yours, like yours. That person is also a human being. That person can heal you, or why not you heal yourself? Because you believe in that person is going to heal you. And when that person performs healing, you feel healed. If you use the same healing energy, your meditation, your breath, and you start healing, you will be able to heal yourself. So meditation will help you to create premonition, telepathy, healing. And this way you meditate on soham and breath and observe yourself in a pleasant disposition. And this way you will be able to meditate.